epic tons of fail. I'm outside Chicago Airport. I wasn't stopped at passport control like I normally am and questioned for ages. It was just the sheer volume of people in there on a Sunday. There's probably two plane loads. Took an hour and 45 minutes standing in a queue before I got to the passport desk, and then they put us through quite quickly. Then it took me another 35 to 40 minutes to try and find where my bag was, because all the other planes that had come in, they took all the luggage off and put them on the side in between the actual, can't remember what they're called now, fucking rotary, brain's gone. It's like, it's coming up to a lot of hours. So anyway, what they've done is there's no more flights. So I missed my connecting flight, basically, which is the 5 o'clock to Tampa. And there is no more flights out of here today. They checked all the other airlines to different destinations, Orlando and all over the place. Nothing. So I'm booked on the 12:50 tomorrow, which gets me in about 4 o'clock. So I'm going to have to get Chrissy to pick me up, and then we're going to have to go. We're literally going to have to just pick me up at the airport, wire it up as we're driving, stop off somewhere to get the finishing touches on the wiring done for the cameras and stuff, and just hit the road, really, running. They've done me a deal on the Hyatt for tonight. It's supposedly just a shuttle bus away from here, but I've been standing here for about half an hour. There's no shuttle buses. I'm not paying a taxi, so now I'm going to have to pay for the hotel, even though I've done a deal on the hotel. I'm a bit pissed, though, because it's not my problem. It's their problem, so I might give them shit about it tomorrow. I haven't decided yet. And I've just used one of their phone boxes here, which, very odd. You type a mobile number in, and then after, just before you finish the number, it asks you to put some money in and then complete the number. So if you forgot where you were in the number, you're screwed. Which I did a few times, and it just gobbled the money up. It's just like, haha, you're stupid, thank you very much for the money. So yeah, the phones, and what it made me realise is that the phone system and the way that things work in the States is very much orientated to, they want to take control of the process, because that's where they see that, where they can ask for the money. You know, it's like the operator, oh hello, I can speak Spanish and this and this and blah blah blah. I'm like, no, I just want to make a call without you getting in my way whatsoever. Really do need to sort out a data sim for the States, or some kind of mobile phone that does quad bands, so I can ring out or have text messages in on out. I don't know why I'm so off the grid. I really need to get on top of that shit. Anyway, bygones. Head into the hotel, and then I'll be back online, I guess.